Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to the Wise Men Say podcast. I'm Matthew Keeling. I'm back after what feels like an eternity since we've done a podcast because of the stupid, boring international break. I'm reunited with Tom Walsh from Austria. Hi, Tom. How are we?
Hello, Matthew. I'm very good. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm very good. And we teased a special guest.
Oh, yes. Yes, we did.
On Twitter this afternoon. And it is none other than our podcast father, Stephen Goldsmith.
Yeah, people are going to be so fucking disappointed with that. If they were building their hopes up to anything of to any sort of meaningful guest. Sorry and about that. I had nothing to do with this, people.
It turns out it's a bald man in a bunker. How are we, Stephen?
Make of that what you will. I'm great. Yeah, it's been a while since I've done one of these myself. So because I wasn't around after the Portsmouth humiliation. So.
Oh yeah, Matt.
It's been a while. Yeah, I remember that. It does seem like a lifetime ago. Yeah,
can't even remember that.
It was great. It was great to just forget about that and watch a youth team match last night instead.
Well, it was. No, it was. Well, straight onto that, really. Obviously, beat Manchester United's under 21s last night on Wednesday, depending on when you're listening to this. I quite enjoyed it. I don't know, Tom, did you see any of it before we make this mistake again?
No, I have watched the highlights. Looked all right, didn't it? Some nice goals.
I can't comment on the first goal because I missed it.
I wondered if you would have missed it.
Yeah, I was still finishing my pint.
Yeah, I did. It was the timing of it because we had a pint to give it half time. And then like the timing of it, I was back on my seat and I saw it, and the first thing I thought of was, I wonder if Matthew got back to his seat for that.
Of course I didn't. It was about 55 minutes by the time I got back on.
That's great, that. Like, the dedication to do that for a youth team game, still be late back to your seat.
Well, it was...
There's barely anybody there. No queues whatsoever to get a beer at after.
Oh, it was great. It was a dream.
Joined his own queue.
Yeah. I mean, that queuing system in general, even in the league matches, is great now with a contactless mind. It absolutely flies down, doesn't it?
You can have a pint at half time.
It's great.
Yeah, it's really good.
I tell you what, though, I think we were all a bit disappointed that we were charged a tenner for that before the game, because you kind of feel like the club should give us a heads up if they're going to put a team out like that.
Yeah, we did mention this last night, didn't we? I think I tweeted about it saying that I was laughing at it because I thought he might have at least ruled out like a Pritchard or Alves or something. And obviously we've won the game, but we did pay £10 to watch an under 21 game, really, which is quite annoying. But we can't mourn too much of it because we did win. And I'll be interested to see what the charge for the Bradford game now, because that's a completely meaningless game.
Yeah,
but they can't qualify. We have qualified. So I wonder if there's some kind of regulations where they have to charge a mint. I don't know, but I won't be paying £10 for that. So
you say that now. You say that now.
I know. Well,
we all need our fix when the time comes.
Well, if it's during another international break, then I might actually. But never mind. Anyway, well, obviously Dice got the goal that I missed. Was it a good goal? Because I have no idea.
It was a good finish, to be fair. It came to him, rebounded to him, and from where I was sitting, first time finish, I think. I haven't seen the highlights back or the goals back, but from memory,
it was a first time finish.
Yeah, decent.
Yeah. It's good.
Funny player, him, isn't he? Quite like.
Is he? He's a left back, but he played.
Well, he looked very uncomfortable at left back though when he went there, I thought.
Well, yeah, that's what I was wondering, if you know, he sort of went and said, "Look, play me further forward," because he was playing further forward initially.
He's a bit like Kimpy Oker, I thought, the way Leggy. He sort of doesn't really know what he's going to do next, which can be, you know, a positive in a way.
The five-side player who's quite skillful but falls over the ball a lot and sometimes just runs it in the corner for no reason. One of those kind of
like players. That, basically.
A few, though, you know, we were discussing this last night, Matthew Wellme, about the... Because 10 minutes into the game, I was watching it and I was thinking, with respect, like, there is no way Manchester United under-21s are this shit. And we wondered if it was an under-18s team, didn't we? Which would also explain the Sunderland team selection. Because when we looked at that, on the face of it, you think it's an under-21 game. Then actually... if they are putting their 18-year-olds out, it would explain why we're playing lads who are slightly older, because we say, look, you want to get in the first team, you should be beating these lads. So I actually looked at the ages of the two teams that played. So that's as far as my research has gone. I've done nothing on Gillingham, by the way. Nothing on Gillingham whatsoever. But this, I just thought, I took Paul McShane out for obvious reasons. I'll touch on him afterwards if you want. So the other 10 players who played, 8 of them are 18-year-old and 2 of them are 17-year-old.
Oh, right. Well, they are.
Right, so it was their under-18 team then, wasn't it?
Yeah, basically.
I was thinking, like, Man United under-23 should be our under-21s.
Yeah.
Mm. So,
that's why I looked, because I thought that myself, yeah.
Mm.
So, and our age is Rain. I mean, you know, take Hume out because he played for obvious reasons, but 23 would have been the oldest. But then, you know, we've got a player, Richardson's 22, Younger's just about 22, so a different range. A couple of 18-year-olds, but our lads were a couple of 2 or 3 years older generally. So,
yeah, there were a few,
that's fine.
There were a few losers in that Man United team, to be fair, including Robbie Savage's son.
I mean, he's not long turned 18 him, you know. No, I was looking at that.
A loser.
It's just like, well, the biggest loser is Paul McShane. It's just like, what is he doing?
Do you know what? I didn't even realise it was him. And 5 minutes in the game, I was like, who's he? He's shite. He's not going to make it for him. And then I realised who it was.
He's not going to make it again.
Yeah.
How can they have any respect for him? Like, them players, like, oh, this is what you could strive to achieve in the game. And they look at his career and he's like, well, mate, to be fair, I'm released by Man United without making an appearance. And then I remember Everton game where all of the goals were his fault was a particular highlight of his career.
Like, yeah. It's just like, why? What are you doing? Why is he playing? It's like, why have you got like a load of kids and then him? Why is he not just like the manager? Like,
I don't understand what they're trying to do, because he's getting in the way of like someone else developing.
Yeah,
he's not helping. Playing alongside him is a hindrance, really.
If they had like sort of the spine of the team with players like that, I could understand what they're trying to do, because they say,
him.
You know, it's a replacement for reserve team football, where these young players are going to learn by playing with experienced players who could top them for the game. But when it's just one player in the whole team, and it's Paul McShane. Then, you know, that's a bit of a dodgy decision.
Everyone should have to do it, actually. I've changed my mind. Everyone should have to get a shit former player back.
Maybe Man U have got something on him.
Yeah.
And this team, we won't release this if you play for our under-21s, and that's your punishment.
Dude, I want them to have an injury crisis, me and him, have to play for the first team in like a Champions League game away at like Maribor.
Mm. It's like, I was thinking, like, when he was like signed by United, pretty much all that team he played with wouldn't have been born.
Yeah.
So it's like, I don't know. It's just like, I used to play for the first team many years ago. I was like, oh, shut up, like Mr. McShane.
No, you didn't.
No, you didn't. We've got just Wikipedia lying. Now.
Just lying and saying that he won like 4 titles with him.
He was part of the treble team.
Yeah, but it wasn't you.
He was. Well, I was going to ask, how was that Hugel? Did he play?
He scored after about 2 minutes, didn't he?
But he should have scored. I don't know what you thought of him, Stephen. I wasn't that impressed, really, to be honest. He was marshalled.
Yeah, he was.
I mean, fairly average centre half pairing.
Hit the post early on, didn't he? And I thought that was clear. As soon as he got that chance, I thought, well, there you go. That wasn't obvious, was it? And then he had another half decent chance in the second half. He looked okay without being great, but again, he's 17 year old.
Yeah.
Against guys older, so it's hard to say, really. I wasn't that impressed with any of them in particular. The Man U players from.
They did score a nice goal.
Yeah, it was a good goal, yeah.
Iqbal, I think.
Zidane, no less. Isn't he? Zidane Iqbal, isn't it?
Iqbal, oh, Zidane. Is it?
Yeah,
really?
I think so. I think I've got that right. Sure, I haven't just made that up.
No, it was a lovely goal, actually. And then he proceeded to try and mug off the fans, which
that was
weird.
Funny, wasn't it? Yeah. Bless them. You did think... across both teams, you did think, like, yeah, they're really playing up to this minute crowd here. Let them have the moment, I guess.
Well, yeah, I mean, well, speaking of that, Stephen Wern, I'm led to believe, is pronounced by a man who used to do a podcast. I'm quite impressed with him, actually. I watched the Lincoln game last week in the pub, and which is pathetic, to be honest. But I think he looked quite promising. Obviously, he came on and got a goal there, which he just gambled on. And then it was a good goal last night, I thought. You know, I think he looks like he could have a few cameos to play, maybe, this season.
Yeah, well, there's injuries in the first team, so, you know, I guess he's done as much as he can do in the two games he's played. I mean, Lincoln's significantly better opposition than last night, but he's done well in both games, isn't he? So
it's a good header, though, that. It's a good goal.
It is, because when the cross came in, I was sort of thinking, why are you putting that in the air? He got himself, I can't remember who assisted the goal. Was it Taylor?
I think it was, I think so. It was okay as well, actually.
He had a good, decent game, but he got himself in a good position in the box, and it was one of them where it's like sometimes inexperienced players think they automatically need to put the cross in the air. And instead of putting it along the floor, which I think he should have done, but, you know, he got an assist out of it, so what do I know? But he put the ball in the air, and it wasn't an easy chance. It wasn't an easy header. He'd done really well with it.
No, he did. It was a good finish. And some really just children came on at the end for some debuts as well. 16-year-olds came on. We've now got to play. Obviously, we're qualified for the next round, which is great news as far as I'm concerned.
Excellent news.
It is. This competition should be, of course, our priority this season.
Yep.
As we defend it. We now got to play dead rubber against Bradford, which is just really funny, I think.
It's just like...
Well, they're not going to want to play that game. Losing two games already. Are they?
Like, it's a pointless... It's a completely pointless game of football.
It's like the only... I mean, do you even get any kind of like priority if you win the group? I don't think you really do.
I don't know. But I think you get £10,000 if you win the game.
All right. Okay. Well,
so it might be worth winning it then.
I mean, ten grand, I guess. I mean, we don't get the £10,000. I don't know who.
No, Will Grigg will get it.
it'll go to Rotherham to keep paying Will Grigg.
There you go, lads. You can have this.
I'm also convinced we're going to win this again by not even trying. I think we're going to get to at least the final. Without
it's going to be difficult not to.
Yeah.
Like, if you...
Because it's just, like, unless we come up against, I don't know, like a Sheffield Wednesday or a Portsmouth, if a team's actually taking it seriously, I think that's the only time we'll slip up. But you could easily
see... Well, Portsmouth...
Oh, yeah?
Portsmouth lost to Sutton United at home.
Taking it really seriously then.
Oh, actually, Portsmouth.
They're bottom of the group.
Oh, yeah.
No points after two games. I think they can still qualify. I believe they've got to play Crystal Palace under 21s. I don't know why I know this.
Yeah, this is all correct.
Great knowledge. I'm looking at it now. It's all correct for some reason.
It's amazing knowledge of this.
I think AFC Wimbledon might be in that group. I don't know.
It's amazing.
I'm not looking at that.
This is the only is the only thing you've done research for. You know everything about the Papa John's Trophy. It's incredible.
Of course it is.
I literally could not tell you who isn't grouped together in any other any other group at all.
Why? The I know that. Well, Man United beat Bradford 3-0. That, but
what was the attendance?
We'll give you to the nearest 10.
I don't know. Nine.
No, it was actually 11.
Was it? Oh, the right. Yeah. So I think I was impressed with also just before we move on. The midfielder, I've forgotten his name, Harrison Sona. Yes,
Sona, I think I was going to say that. Yeah,
I like him.
Agree.
I think he was good. I think he came from Villa in the summer.
He did, yeah.
And
I think their fans apparently were surprised when he's let go. His twin brother plays at Villa as well. I don't know if he got released as well, but there were twin brothers at Villa, and he was the one who was fancied the most, yeah. I believe.
Twin brothers now.
Yeah, he looked. I thought he looked all right against Lincoln, but last night I thought, because he's 19-year-old as well when I was looking at that earlier on, so it's not like he's a 22, 23-year-old, because, he's only 19, and I thought he did one really good rake and crossfield ball and good touch. He looks comfortable on the ball, and I'm quite impressed with him.
I like him. He looks busy, and he looks sort of, he's trying to create things and sort of drive forward, switch the play.
Wants the ball, doesn't he?
Yeah, well, it's nice to it is nice to see. They all seem relatively comfortable on the ball as well, so it is nice to see them trying to sort of play a similar way to what the first team try and do. But so basically what I'm saying is start them all on Saturday.
Get the kids in. That'll be the cry. That'll be the cry when we lose 1-0.
Oh yeah. Oh, 100%.
Yeah, absolutely.
Why is Sona not playing, or why is Wayne? How do you say it? Wayne, I believe. Okay. It's also good that, I mean, they are Papa John's trophy games, but like we said at the beginning of the show, it's like the Portsmouth games feels a long time ago now, and we've had two wins in that period. I mean, we didn't really care if we'd lost these games, but it's nicer to win them and just get rid of that kind of like the bad feeling from the Portsmouth game, which was terrible.
It was terrible.
Yeah. But now we're going into the Gillingham game off the back of like two wins. I know it's a lot of changes and whatnot, but it's like, it's still nice to win football matches.
No, it is, and especially when you're going into an international break, normally you don't have any games so it would have been 2 weeks. So I think them the two games we've just played took on a little bit more importance, maybe, especially the Lincoln one to like actually get a win, because that Man United game was very hastily arranged towards the back end of last week.
Yeah. I know Lincoln, although Lincoln said they didn't make that many changes, or like they had a strong-ish team out.
Played a decent team, I think. Maguire played. And
to get like a win on the road when our away form's been quite patchy at the moment, so it's that's also good. So
no, it is. Well, speaking of away games, we're away on Saturday, but I'm going to take a quick break now before we come back and look at the Gillingham game.
The Wise Men Say podcast is brought to you in association with From the Terraces. For a 10% discount on all products, enter the discount code WMS10 at the checkout stage. While you do that, check out the From the Terraces podcast presented by Matt Keeling and Rory Fallow, available from your usual podcast platform. For more information, just search for From the Terraces.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome back to the Wise Men Say preview show. Sunderland travelled to Gillingham and the Priestfield Stadium on Saturday, where thousands of fans will stand in the pouring rain in an open-topped temporary stand built in 2003 and older than Milton Keynes Dons Football Club. Tom, I believe you have some research on Gillingham, which is great because I don't. Take it away, Tom.
Yes, friend of a friend of the pod, at OIPG on OIDPTG on Twitter, famous Gillingham fan.
Hope he doesn't class you as a friend if you're calling him a friend of a friend.
Well, he's a friend of a friend. He's a friend of the pod, Daniel Howden. I don't know why he always gets a mention on this podcast, but
he does, yeah, because he usually puts that bet on. That's why.
He's probably put it on this
week. Someone always predicts it.
Yeah. Yeah, essentially saying that there's been a lot of change at Gillingham over the summer. They usually, like last season, I really enjoyed it because they were like kind of the, I like to call them the agents of chaos, because they just used to beat every team like the top of the league, but then just get battered at home by like MK Dons every other week. But obviously they're not doing very well this so far this season. They've only won twice. So yeah, I just asked what, like, who's good and who's not, and his response was basically they're all dog shit apart from Verdane Oliver and Kyle Dempsey, and apparently the keeper they've got from Chelsea is not bad, but yeah, they've lost.
Is that the keeper that Accrington had last season?
Yeah, keeper for hire. And then it was also playing for us against Lincoln.
Is it actually him?
No, I don't think it was. Okay. he was from Stoke, wasn't he?
He's on the bench for Stoke now.
Yeah.
Just waiting for his moments.
Yeah, so essentially they lost players like, I mean, I don't really know these players. Although Ogilvy, like, he left to somewhere, Robbie Cundy's and Jordan Graham, and they just haven't replaced them with similar players. So they've got a lot of injuries at the moment. They've only got one each fullback, so a bit like us at the beginning of the season. And they're also injured. So they won't be playing. So they'll be playing four centre-backs across the back on Saturday.
Cue a fucking 1-0 Gillingham winner.
Yeah, he's saying...
Right, like, you can predict it in a bit, Steve.
Yeah. It's one of these where he says, like, Steve Evans, he usually gets them playing well, but it's not until after he's essentially rectified all the mistakes he's made in summer, right, with a good January transfer window. So, yeah, he's not, like, very hopeful for this weekend, which probably means they're going to do us.
Where did Jordan Graham go?
He did look decent
against us last season.
This is where you need Danny Collins on the pod, he'd know.
Yeah, he would.
Yeah.
I don't know. Oh, he's gone to Birmingham, so yeah, he's jumped up to the division.
Yeah.
So yeah. Also the thing about Gillingham that they were doing early in the season, when you're saying fans will be like stood in the pouring rain on that temporary stand. They also might be drinking out of date beer, which Gillingham was selling like at the beginning of the season. So
that's good.
There's another little bonus for you if you're going down to.
That's good.
And you can imagine Steve Evans being in a show, a comedy show about that, couldn't you?
Oh, he'd love it.
You can imagine him being all over the out of date beer.
It's a bit Phoenix Nights, isn't it?
Well, yeah, he is Dan Perry, isn't he?
Well, wasn't it you last year who said he'd like be a big wheel at the local golf club?
Me, yeah. You could just see him. Like, I think you sort of see him pulling up in his Jag, right?
Yeah.
And getting all the lads there out of date beers.
Oh no, not telling them. But it's just like they're all like quid. They're only a quid because they're out of date.
I'll get them in.
Steve's great, isn't he?
Yeah.
Or so drinking, he's getting the beers.
Drinking like Scorpion Lager.
Yeah,
and just like
the day after.
Didn't this go out of date in 1998? Just like,
yeah, they don't make this anymore. This country doesn't exist anymore, Steve. The and then the next day, like, here's anyone else a bit rough?
I've been drinking.
Steve Evans just laughing.
I've been drinking that Ming and Holston pills. Steve got us in
draft Holston pill.
Yeah, they are. So it's a terrible.
It says France 98 on it.
Yeah. Official beer of,
yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I tell you, it's a terrible.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The retro these, you want these?
I tell you, it's such a terrible trip that it's taken absolutely forever to get.
I used
there.
To live in Gillingham as a kid for a bit. I don't know if I've ever disclosed that information.
What a time to reveal this!
Yeah,
it's quite the revelation, isn't it? I guess. I doubt there's any Gillingham fans listening to get some insight on Sunderland. They'd be disappointed if they are. But I live in a place called King's Bastion in Gillingham because my dad was in the army and he was stationed there. So I was there when I was about 5 years old. I can remember as well. I can remember the street I lived in. That's as much as I've got. And I walked through some trees to get to the nursery or school or whatever it was I went to.
Sounds quite nice.
It's as far as my...
Whatever it was I went to.
Yeah. Well, 5 year old. Yeah. Something
school, isn't it?
It's infant school. Yeah.
Yeah, King's Bastion sounds like the most army town place ever.
Yeah. Well, it was. There was a barracks there. Yeah. Actually, I might have been younger than that because I thought I lived in Cambridge after that for a bit.
God, he's been all over this, lad.
He has been all over.
I've never been
to Gillingham.
I went when we got beat under Parkinson, and it was just when I was coming back, it was the night of the it was just load of rail strikes on. It was the night I went to that bar in Crewe because I had an hour and a half to kill in Crewe, and it was just a big disco was going on, and they were serving like Stella in Guinness glasses. It was hilarious.
I feel like your memoirs could be titled "I Had an Hour and a Half to Kill in Crewe."
It just took so long that night, and then I got back to Manchester, and it was like an Anthony Joshua fight was on. So my taxi cost me like £25 to get home.
Tom's terrible day out.
It was awful. And
did you sit in row three as well?
Might as well have. But that was what I got annoyed at myself for getting annoyed about Sunderland, you know, right at the end.
I remember that game. Yeah, I remember watching that game. Didn't we have a goal disallowed?
Yeah, because Luke O'Neill was being an idiot and he pulled down the goalkeeper for no reason. Shock.
Yeah, it was 1-0, of course.
Yeah, last
minute. That was when we really thought Parkinson was going to get sacked, didn't we? And he just didn't.
Because
he came in and lost like 5 games. Did he lose like loads of games in a row and took us from like third down to...
We lost his first game at Wickham, didn't he? And then we beat Tranmere 5-0. And I think we didn't win for like 8 games.
Yeah.
We had a load of like cup games and like we just didn't win any of them. And we'd just been knocked out by Gillingham on a replay like the week before. So we had to play like Gillingham back to back in away back to back in a week or something like that. Awful.
What a miserable football club we support.
Look, it certainly was then, wasn't it?
I mean, like, it could be miserable on Saturday.
Well, it could be. What are we going to be? Well, come on, have a look at some predictions. Tom, what do you reckon the score's going to be?
Do we know who's fit?
Now Huggins is injured for a while.
Yeah.
But I think Phil Smith had tweeted that the only concern from the internationals or people who hadn't featured in any of these games was Diaku. Who is 50-50. I think Broadhead is still out, but he's getting a bit closer. And Corey Evans has hurt his calf, I believe.
Oh, God, of course.
Dukes McGeady as well.
I think McGeady might be still out. But again, I don't think he's far away.
Right.
But it opens the door, like, obviously.
For Dice to play on the front of a left, left of a front three.
Absolutely, and why not? No, but Gooch as well is getting closer, but we do have a lot of injuries, and obviously these lads who've just played against United and Lincoln, they might have a part of place, certainly from the bench this weekend. The centre-halves, Callum Doyle, I would imagine, comes back into the team. I'd like to see him back in the team.
I really hope so, after like the horror show at Portsmouth where... The two centre backs are all over the place, so I'd like to see, the 18-year-old come back and shore everything up.
It'll be a time for Pritchard to do something. Then he needs. Yeah. I feel like he needs to do something. He looks okay in flashes, but it's looked more like promise than anything else than actually delivering something.
Yeah.
Yeah, he needs a goal. I think. That's why. Surprised he didn't feature last night, to be honest, because he would have got a couple of goals last night. Obviously Dan Neil has to come back into the team. That's just he has to. And Embleton as well. Like to see him. player.
With his shiny new contract.
With his, yeah, his lovely new contract. Obviously some actual good forward planning from the football club, which is very rare over the last few years, but hopefully a sign of things to come.
Well, they need to do the same with Dan Neil quite quickly.
Well, I have to.
That's, exactly. And I'm sure if they've got... I mean, I was quite surprised Embleton signed a new contract. I mean, I didn't know his contract was nearing its end. But, like, because he signed a new one before he went to Blackpool, as I recall.
Yeah.
He got, like, they signed an extra year or something, and now they're dishing out four-year deals, which is kind of good, actually. It just means we can sell it to the max for 40 million.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
It's crossed everybody's bloody mind that Dan Neil's going to end up going there, hasn't it?
Yeah. Well, if they want to give him 50 million quid for him, then yeah.
Get him a sign a contract, and then we can start asking for money like that.
That's what, like, investment in the northeast area, that's what they were talking
about. Yeah. Yeah. Some money for your best player.
Yeah. We should sell him Will Grigg. That'd be good.
That would be quite good.
Yeah. Losers.
We should do that. Well, just speaking of, I wasn't gonna, well, no, they're not losers really, but we need to play some wingers on Saturday. So Ziyech's 50-50. Gooch doesn't look like he's fit. McGeady's still struggling. But do we Embleton out wide again?
I think that's what happened, and Pritchard in behind. I'd be avoiding starting Jack though if I could. I think he needs to be coming off the bench for now, especially in a game that's going to be rough and ready, like you say. It's I don't know, two ways you can look at it, because if you're playing a centre half and fullback, he's either going to bully him out of the game,
or he's just going to kick him, isn't he?
Yeah, or he could be absolutely terrible in like a traffic corner, and it might work in his favour. You never,
well, that's
you
the
never
thing.
Know.
If they're playing four centre backs across the defence, then yeah, get, like, have a like tricky winger against them. I'm interested to see if O'Brien's going to keep his place as well, which I imagine he will. If we
again, he might not have much choice, really.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. But
I don't mind O'Brien. He's doing all right.
Yeah, he was the only one who came out of that Portsmouth game with any credit, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought he did okay. He was trying to at least make something happen.
Yeah.
He was trying to kind of not dribble it through the puddles of water, which was, you know, just a bit sensible rather than just trying to swim with it.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, no, it's very weird, but... Well, obviously, Ross Stewart will continue up front. Barring a disaster in training, you would imagine.
It'd be good to see how they react.
No, it will. Mm. And obviously, a lot of the lads who might well be on the bench will be buoyed by what happened last night and last week at Lincoln. I want to talk about Dan Neil's goal against Lincoln, because it was brilliant.
That was lovely.
Yeah,
he's a talent, isn't he? He really is.
Yeah, he's good, isn't he?
His touch, his awareness to just hit things when he does.
He's the player that I thought we'd been missing for about 10 years. That kind of get the ball, look up, move forward with it, make positive passes and whatnot, and then he can ping one from 20
just
yards if he needs to.
As well,
yeah.
Like, it's not good. It doesn't come off. It doesn't matter. Like, you know, try it. Because it, you know, 1 in 3 will, and it'll be great.
Mm.
So, well, predictions then. Tom?
I'll go with Gillingham 1, Sunderland 4.
Oh. Wow.
Yeah.
Any scorers in mind?
No. No scorers.
No, no scorers.
All on goals. Two for Ross Stewart, one for Aidan O'Brien, and one for Tom Flanagan.
Nice. Steve?
I think it'll be a tough game. We might make hard work of in some ways, in some places, but I think we'll win 2-0. Possibly with scorers, a second, like a late sealer, one of those games.
Yeah, like what happened
to Fleetwood, and then we let them score 2 in the last 5 minutes.
Yeah, yeah.
Like what that game should have been like.
Be good that if that happened again.
Yeah, or Brian as well. I fancy to score one of them.
Both of them.
Well, one of them. Pritchard's due a goal. Let's say Pritchard.
Yeah, great, nice. When none of these we'll... play.
Well, I think we'll win 1-0. I think it's going to be a terrible game.
Yeah.
In what I've decided is going to be pouring rain.
Do you know what? I've been sitting thinking about that all, thinking, I don't know, I was thinking, I'm going to bring up, like, it'll be tough conditions raining, and then I thought, well, I don't even know if it's going to be raining.
I think we've all just
jumped to the conclusion or the assumption that it's going to rain because we're playing Gillingham.
Could be glorious sunshine.
Yeah. When I was analysing the game then, I was like, oh, it'll be a tough game. I was actually visualising rain when O'Brien scored.
Yeah, same. Definitely. Well, when Callum Doyle nods in, our only call.
Saturday. Just traumatised by the Portsmouth conditions, perhaps.
Saturday in Gillingham is going to be 15 degrees and no rain. So actually warm.
Actually the polar opposite.
I retract my 2-0 in a tough game. We're going to have a lovely old time in the sunshine and win 5-0.
Right.
Knocking the ball about.
Yeah.
That's more like it. I get abandoned for being too hot. We did ask for some questions earlier on Twitter, but most of them are silly and are about jelly.
You're doing that soon, aren't you?
I'm doing that soon, yeah. I'm not doing that now. I'm saving them. I'm stealing these questions for another podcast to do with someone else. We did have a couple of people try and guess the special guest who Matt Wilson asked if it was Don Goodman. It's not Don Goodman.
Sorry about that.
That's not Don Goodman.
You said it was going to be Don Goodman. Tom, this is probably one for you, really, from Mickey Loth.
Yeah.
Your favourite place that's only accessible via a Northern Rail service?
I did think about this, and I'll go with Todmorden. That's a nice place. Yeah, it's quite nice.
Pub. Is that it? I was going to say Corbridge.
Corbridge. I mean, I don't know, like, Sunderland.
I've never even heard of Todmorden.
No, because you're Todmorden. Like Metro.
Okay.
Todmorden.
Todmorden. I take that back.
Sounds like an Australian wicketkeeper.
Todmorden. It's in between, like, it's on like the train line. If you go into like from Leeds to like Blackpool, like Burnley, it goes through like Halifax and whatnot. But I want to rescind my Todmorden shout and change it for Hebden Bridge, because that is a nice little place.
Oh, that is nice. Yeah, it is nice there.
Very nice part of the world. I had to get that train a lot for 4 years, and I hated that job, so whatever.
Oh, right. Well, that's not as nice, but anyway. Hebden Bridge, very nice. Craig McGaskill, at Glasses Craig, which is a great name. Is this Red Sox or Black Sox?
Black Sox.
Black, yeah. Don't own any coloured socks apart from grey, black and white. As boring as that sounds.
Oh, are we talking about our own
specifically,
personal
Stephen,
preference?
I think he means
for Sunderland. I thought this would go in fashion.
No, who wears...
I did not read the room at all there, did I? I'm starting to zone out.
All right, great, thanks.
Yeah, nice one.
No, yeah, I'm worried the children are about to be dropped off any minute, and I keep looking at the door in panic, because it's going to be a massive disruption. But for Sunderland, black all day.
Yeah.
And red or white seats in the corners?
I mean, I don't mind the white seats, but yeah.
I hate them.
Do you? I don't really...
I've grown accustomed to them rather than like particularly liking them, I would say.
I hate it because it's just clearly just because it was cheaper, like because of the loser owners that we had. Just remind me of them.
It's one of those where like they're better than they're not pink, but like, red does look a bit better.
Right, so that's probably it. We're just going to spend the next 20 minutes talking about volleys and half volleys. We're not really.
We could talk about Rafferty's trebles. We should go there now.
Rafferty's obviously on Pink Lane in Newcastle. Sell trebles for £4, I believe.
In the Lord's year of 2021. Unbelievable.
I know. So before the next Sunderland home game, get yourself along to Rafferty's.
In Newcastle.
In the centre of Newcastle, where I'm sure there's a...
What would your mix be with a treble?
What do you, what? Eh?
Well, what you mean? Oh, right.
Treble Vogram is what we're talking about.
Yeah, I mean, he said you could have treble whiskies. Treble whiskey and Coke.
It's right. Quite incredible, really. Coke, yes.
I used to have
My treble fears when I was in my sort of like early to mid 20s.
In
Sunderland's tonic, more than likely, was blackcurrant lemonade. Treble vodka, blackcurrant lemonade. We went through with fears of having.
That nice doesn't sound too bad, actually, but I reckon the vodka you were drinking was just the roughest stuff imaginable.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah. I had a night out in Flynn's Bar, RIP, in Newcastle, and they were selling treble vodka, lime, and lemonade. And Christ, I knew about it the next day. Awful.
Bring back trebles, I think. Yeah. More places.
Trebles bars. Every town needs more trebles bars.
Yeah, only trebles
bars. Only trebles bars.
But the best one, of course, being Rafferty's, a pub which.
Yep.
The last time I was in there, had prices for match days and non-match days.
Yeah, they still do. Still do.
Do they?
Yeah.
Well, we'll be going soon, I'm sure, on a night out, all of us.
Everyone
get
should.
Our heads kicked in.
Yeah, after saying something bad about Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, well, you know, we could do that.
Generally nice people.
Ah, they're all generally nice people.
Generally nice people.
His name. Oh, God. Anyway, there's lots of ripping him about
His excellence.
That. His the... excellency.
It's honestly pathetic. Right, and on that pathetic note of our neighbours, it's time to say goodbye. Thank you very much for listening.
Make a note of the time, Rory. Rory, Matthew.
Oh,
Rory.
No!
How dare you? How dare you?
Oh, no!
About 18 minutes, I think, Steve.
Rory, bloody hell.
I'm not happy about this, if I'm honest, but we'll go with that.
Move on from it. You can't dwell. You can't dwell in life. You can't dwell.
You can't. Right, anyway.
Dear me.
Shocking. I'm struggling to recover from this, I think.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.